we have Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing okay today. And again, it's good to hear from you. It's been a few weeks since we talked to you. So, but Brad has filled in great. So, and we love talking to him, but it's good to talk to you again.
Well, it's nice to be back. Sometimes, you know, you have things that pop up on that day, and it's sometimes hard to stop and do open line wherever you are. So Brad's always good about saying, I'll take care of it. But I enjoy doing it, so I'm glad I got to be back with you guys today.
So. Absolutely. So, we've led this off the past couple times we've talked with Brad, but of course, down there at the shelter, you guys are always accepting donations, correct?
Yes, we are. And you know, it's a brand new month, and so things just don't last at the shelter. Can't imagine why. We run low on food, and puppy chow is something that we really go through because we don't get a great deal of donations through there. We do also buy our own supplies, but it's always nice if people, you know, are trying to fulfill a need. I would say that the puppy chow and the kitten chow are always greatly appreciated. We always have lots of the adult dog food and adult cat food, but boy, those little guys, and we feed them probably more often than we do the big guys, and depending on litters and stuff. So anyway, that would probably be the best thing. But of course, toys, oh my goodness, we go through toys faster than, it's just unbelievable. But that's okay, because that gives them something to do when they're in their pen, and it's a little stimulation for them. And it's really funny, after you clean, and you know, we always give them a fresh toy, fresh blanket, and a fresh treat. And so when they come back in, they're ready to run in and see what's waiting for them.
New stuff.
And so the big guys will come running back in, or, you know, even the little pups. We carry the little guys in, but the big guys come running back in, and you hear a squeak, 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 squeak. So they don't last long, but that's okay, because they're excited to have something fun to do. So toys are always greatly appreciated, and kitty litter, because our cats are in their little cages, and we had something new that we got for our cats, and they seem to really enjoy it. They need, some activity to... And our cages didn't have any kind of a ledge or anything for them to be hopping and climbing on. And so we found these things that it honestly looks like a miniature little cot, but it's a nice shelf that you can put in for the cats. And they jump up on it, they can sleep on it, they can get underneath it, and they've had a blast. And I think that's a good thing, because our cats are very healthy. They're, you know, they're fed, and they're kind of lazy, so they're a little hefty sometimes. So I think this is a really good thing that we've come across to help stimulate them, too, because they have lots of kitten toys and cat toys that they play with, but kind of need that jumping exercise, too.
Oh, turtle, absolutely.
I got to tell you about Turtle. I was so pleased the other last Thursday when you and Brad had been speaking about Turtle, and I didn't hear the whole thing because of where I was, but then I got back on the radio to listen, and I heard this sweetest lady call in, and she said, has something happened to Turtle? And I thought, that is just so sweet.
Yeah, no, nothing happened to Turtle. Turtle's doing good. So
he's doing well. He really probably would do so much better in a home. But he's our clown. We enjoy him. I saw him yesterday, and as I walked by, he has a newspaper pushed up against the gate, and so his head pops up and looks at me. Oh, Turtle, yeah. You're a clown.
Yeah, well, yeah. What Brad and I were talking about, it's like I'd actually gone to my landlord that day, and I asked if I could. You know, I wanted to double check and make sure I didn't mishear. And I asked them, I said, am I allowed to have an animal? And they said, well, let's look at the contract. No, you're not allowed to have an animal. Wow. Because what I was going to do that day, I was going to go get Turtle that day.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
But
wonderful.
Unfortunately, since I can't have animals, I unfortunately couldn't go. I definitely was going to go get him, though, because it's just
fantastic.
But it stinks that I can't get him. But, I mean, he'll be a great pet to somebody.
He will.
So somebody get out there and get Turtle.
Somebody go out there and get Turtle. And the fact fact that he's older and he's already neutered, and, you know, there's a lot of advantages to getting him. And sometimes people like their cats, but they don't like them, you know, in their face and all the thing. And so maybe Turtle would be a better fit because I think he's going to be one of those cats that affection comes on his terms.
Right. You know? But you say, though, when you, like, walk by sometimes, that arm reaches out like, hey, hey, pay attention to me. I'm in the affection mood right now. Come pet me.
Exactly. So anyway, Turtle is doing fine, and I'm glad that people are listening, and I just hope they spread the word that we have many more cats and kittens like Turtle that need a good home.
Absolutely.
So it's just nice to know that his name is out there. And going along with Turtles, we also have Sox, who looks a whole lot like Turtle and is a little social shy, but not anything like Turtle had been at one point.
Yeah, Turtle used to be the king of social distancing.
That's exactly right. He's our guy. Well, I'll go ahead and talk about the cats.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
And as I said, any donations are always appreciated. And thank you for always starting off with that, because that, you know, sometimes I get wrapped up in the animals and I forget to thank people for donations and encourage. So I appreciate that. But okay, we'll move along. We've got Stalfer, and he is a gray male kitten. He's about 4 months old. And he's one of those that the arm reaches out as you walk through. He wants you to come over and give him some affection. So he's a nice, nice cat. Liz is a gorgeous gray and black tabby, 3 years old. She's very sleek built and super friendly and loving. Goose is a large, friendly male, about 4 years old. He's black in color. Petra is yellow and white, female, around 7 years old, very affectionate. Another one of those older cats that might be just perfect for someone that wants a cat that doesn't want the kitten underneath the feet type thing. We have Lindy, long hair, black kitten with frost, and she's got fine white hair mixed in through her. She's about 4 months old. She's beautiful. She's absolutely beautiful. And Gerald is a long-haired black cat, male, and he loves to eat. And these are Brad's words, not mine, but it says he loves to eat like bread. Brad enjoys his meals, and he's a growing boy is what I tell him all the time. But anyway, Gerald is probably one of our pretty guys, but he eats fast. If you watch cats, usually they don't gulp down their food. They're very delicate. Well, not Gerald. He's enjoying that meal, and he gets it done in about 3 to 5 minutes. So he's funny. And he drinks his water. I mean, he's one of those, he eats and he drinks and then it's nap time. And then we've got our kittens, and there are some beautiful, beautiful kittens. The long-haired gray kittens that you see every once in a while, well, we've got a couple of those that are just so pretty. And then we've also got, they're about 2 months old, two black kittens that are around 2 months old, and one black and white kitten that's about the same age. They're about the same, well, they are the same litter. But they're the perfect age, about 12 weeks old, to come out and be someone's forever pet. So those are the cats and kittens that we have available. Had some adoptions this week. We had a cute little black puppy that was adopted. And we've got some interest in, there was a dog on Facebook that we called Ducky, and we've had some interest in Ducky, so I'm assuming he's going to be adopted here before too long. And we had a couple of Schnauzer mixed puppies. Well, they were snatched up really quick, and I guess they were quite entertaining because you get them out and they play together. So we've had some good adoptions, too. And rescue groups are still contacting us, which makes us so thrilled, because that is, I think Brad probably told you, the 12 that were taken two or three weeks ago, 7 of them have already been adopted. And I think that's fantastic that they're giving us some feedback, you know, so we know that we're doing the right thing. You know, we just want to make sure that these dogs are being placed and quickly, and it sounds like it's working. So we're happy to hook up with the Kansas City group. And then our large dogs, we have Charlotte. She's very, very playful. She is a Kelpie lab mix, black with some white. She's got adorable teddy bear ears, around 2 years old. We have Ruby Rose, female, 4-year-old, brindle in color. The ears stick straight up. She's very friendly. Nancy is a sweet girl. She's got a blue spot on one of her brown eyes, and she's been with us for a while. Izzy is a beautiful, shy, 3-year-old female, black lab mix. She needs to be probably an only dog, so that would be kind of something to think about. Chewy is stunning. This is the best way to describe. This guy is a German Shepherd Husky mix, mostly white, with some brown and black, and he He's really big. He's beautiful. He's neutered. He's about 3.5 years old. He knows some of his commands, and he's quickly learning how to handle the leash and not jerk and pull on the leash. Dixie is beautiful. She's a white lab female, around 2 years old, very playful and good with other dogs. She apparently learned how to climb the privacy fence where she was, but now with our chain link, she's staying where she should be. And then we've got Trudy. She's always very excited to see people, very sweet. She runs around, and she likes to fetch, and she will sit for her treats, and she will take as many as you will give her. Terrier hound mix, roughly 2 years old, up to date on the rabies and parvo and neutered. So I guess it's not a she after all. Oh, my. And that's it for our large dog. So it sounds like we got quite a crew, but always wonderful to have these dogs. And you can always go and look at see them on Facebook.
All right. And if anybody does want to contact you other than Facebook, how can they give you guys a call?
Okay. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. We've had some issues this last week. As everyone knows, the building is owned by the city, and we as the organization run it. And they've got some cable lines or something that they're having trouble with. So our internet has been up and down, and our phone service has been up and down. So we've had some people kind of had a little frustration this week trying to contact us at the shelter. So please bear with us. The city's working on it, and we can get some new lines going, and maybe we won't have that as an issue. But as I have always said, if you see a dog or a cat on Facebook that you are kind of attached to, the best way of all is just to come out to the shelter. And we're now open every day but Monday from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And you can come out and meet and greet, as we like to say, that special animal. But, of course, on Facebook, we're always trying to update. But we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeyville. It's a little county road. It's paved all the way to us. Has a little sign on South Walnut that says Animal Shelter. But, you can look at pictures and you can ask questions, but to me the best way is just to walk in that door, and because sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes you get out there and think, maybe this isn't the personality that I was looking for, and you might find another one that has. But anyway, bear with us with the situation, but always call us, leave a message. Brad is really trying to be on top of that and get back with you, but there was some comments on Facebook that they were having a little frustration getting a hold of us. But just drive out and see us. Or as they did, message us on Facebook. That's another way of contacting us. But we're there. We're busy. We're full.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for calling up today. We enjoy talking to you guys every week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. You guys take have a fun weekend. Sounds like coffee's got a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a ton of stuff going on, especially in downtown. So,
yes. All right. Fun, but be safe. How's that sound?
That works for me.
All right. We'll see you.
All right. Thank you, Becky.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We get to talk to them every week, and we enjoy that. And, we'll talk to them again next week. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will restart Open Line and take you all the way up to 11 o'clock. We still have the tickets, the four tickets to Annabelle's Fun Farm. We'll get back to that as soon as we get back from break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this absolutely beautiful Thursday morning, 51 degrees outside.